This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's health department says a dozen churches there have active COVID-19 outbreaks, accounting for 104 cases so far. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Inconsistent mask wearing and choirs may be contributing to the spread, according to Mesa County Public Health. Executive Director Jeff Coor says part of the issue is that churches bring people together for much more than just worship services.
Dinners, Bible studies, youth groups. You know, it isn't just come on in on Sunday, folks, and that's it. It's many more days of the week that, you know, that risk for exposure is there.
But Coor says it's important to keep churches open and that his agency is committed to working with them. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado's White River National Forest grew by 120 acres to preserve an iconic ridgeline for public access. Here's CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
Summit County started acquiring mining claims along the Continental Divide more than a decade ago with the goal of transferring them to the U.S. Forest Service. The 120 acres span between Gray's Peak and Georgia Pass. The transfer ensures permanent legal public access to the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail and preserves the high alpine tundra habitat for mountain goats, bighorn sheep, and rare vegetation. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado's Secretary of State says new business filings jumped more than 20% in the fourth quarter. That's compared to the same time the previous year. Filings were lower than usual at the beginning of last year because of the pandemic. This is CPR News.